was clever to arrange this marriage, but he couldn't give me the brains to make it work. My boy is clever, my fish is coward, but he couldn't force me to marry it one who never speaks. This is not how I thought my wedding night would be. I thought I'd find someone to love and someone who'd love me. When a man and a woman are married, I think they're expected to share the same bed. The question is how to climb into it. If I am stuck,
maybe in through the top,
stuck with this marriage,
but how to get up,
the only thing to do,
the net is broken and we're in. Now your torment will begin. You will feel our savage sting as we perforate your skin. We're coming to get you.
You've spoken. Oops, I've forgotten. Forgotten what? The jackal told me not to speak or?
You realize I'm not a proper Raja, but Raja, the weaver, a brainless, stupid weaver. A weaver.
You mean I'm married to a weaver?
No, 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 no.
Won't be a smelly weaver?
I shan't be the disgrace, the humiliation,
the utter shame of being married to a half-witted weaver.
On the other hand, at least my husband has come to life. But how stupid